Just because I love you, it don't mean I trust you. Everybody not to be trusted. Everybody around me thugging. Everybody around me drugging. Everybody around me hustling. Everybody know not to bring no new rigging around me. They say I be bugging. Got racks in the go yard luggage. Just because I love you, it don't mean I trust you. Everybody not
to. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. It's another episode of Uncut with Q, and I'm your host, Quentin Flores. And guys, if this is your first time listening, you already know that we got a fee for the show. It's very simple. If you get value from the show, all we ask is that you share this thing with somebody that you know. All right. So if you're listening to this, you get impacted in some type of way, you gain a new perspective, you learn something that you can apply to your business or to your fitness journey or to your mindset, then share the show, man. I believe that the world operates good on what we call like a value exchange. So if we give you value, share the shit out of the show. That's all we ask. We don't pay for any ads or anything like that. And I've been running this thing, if anything, for what? It's been like over 2 years that I've had the studio open. It's been a lot of fun, man. And we've done over 100 episodes already. So I think this is probably like episode 170, 180 at this point. I've lost track of them. But we just got done reposting a lot of old episodes back on the show. So if you've been listening and there might have been a time frame where you fell off and you're catching some old context and some of the content that we're throwing out, you know, that's not by chance. Like, those are things that had happened in that time frame. But we erased all the episodes and we re-uploaded them because we saw that we were hitting a different type niche. So, I mean, again, if you guys follow me, it's been pretty cool. I've been in the real estate space for a long ass time, and it's been weird lately because I got a lot of fitness influencers following me. So I did a post recently that showed my weight loss transformation, which is, again, something I'm really proud of. And thank you guys for all the love and the support that I've been getting for a long time. I've done a lot in business, but in the fitness realm, never that much. And so this is a like very different for me. But I had First Form, which is one of my favorite supplement companies and is owned by Andy Frisella, who is the, I think he's the host for what? The 75 Hard podcast, the Real AF show. Yeah. So like super damn cool, but his company shared that post and I got like probably, I don't know, 10, 15,000 likes on it. And this happened literally over the last couple of weeks. And since then I have a crap ton of fitness influencers following me. So I've been bringing a lot of different people into the stories of what we talk about on this podcast. Everybody with different backgrounds typically has either a business that they're growing or some form of mindset that they're cultivating or some type of fitness journey that they're on. We had my friend Anthony on this show who lost over 400 pounds. And that was just such a great show, and it's still today one of my favorite episodes I've ever done because it's different, you know. So guys, you know, these talks that we do, they're not always just centered around what you can do in the real estate space. I think real estate is great, but without the mindset, you're not gonna really make it in any business, no matter what it is, whether you're flipping shoes, flipping bricks, flipping houses. None of that matters if you don't have the mindset that's cultivated. And so with that being said, man, I got two guys that have been rocking with me for so long that flew in from what, California, both of you, right?
Yeah, yes, California. Californians in Texas, man. You got to watch who you say it to around here.
That's true.
But here we are.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, honestly, you guys have been supporters of me for years. I'll never forget. I remember the first time I saw Max Maxwell, a good friend of mine, who actually moved out of this country.
Yeah.
So he's living in like Dubai or something, you know, but he got himself a badass wife and he's building so many amazing things. And he was the first person that I ever saw showcase y'all's platform. And it's a platform that helps real estate investors get more deals. Now, there's so much more than that, to be honest. It's so much more than that. And so what I love about it, man, is that instantly got a hold of you guys. I don't know if it was you or if it was Paul or Burton that I talked to.
Irresistible. I had to reach out.
It was you, right? Wasn't it?
So, yeah,
it
yeah,
was.
Yeah.
We had that conversation. Then you introduced me to Burton, right?
I saw you out here doing something, you know? I was like, I want to connect with this guy, see what he's got going on.
Dude, in the height of my game, I had probably like 300 people.
You were a good fit. You know,
that
we were looking for young, hungry,
yeah,
you know, ambitious, go-getter.
Yes, sir.
You know, investor. That was you. That's who I saw. So I wanted to connect with you.
Thank you, dude. I think like at the height of that, I had 300 people that were following me that were invested in the platform. At the height of it, I just remember that PropStream was paying my bills and it was such a cool thing, man. Yeah. And you know, on top of everything else, the resources and then the events and I mean, I've seen you guys for so long. Introduce yourself to the world, bro, to all of my people that follow me. Going ahead.
My name is Burton Alicondo. I'm representative of PropStream, one of the product specialists there. I've known Q for quite some time now. And I mean, just like Paul said, you came on our radar because it's just your attitude, your willingness to help people. And yeah, you just knew your stuff, man. And so
Thanks, dude. That's just
who I am. And then we have this man right here next to me.
Yeah. So I'm Paul Del Pozo. I'm part of Team PropStream for about 7 years. have worked with the company to find partners like you and other thought leaders in our space to connect with and see, you know, the things that they do in the space and what we bring to the real estate space. And that's how we got along, connected. And, you know, we're in town. We want to stop by and visit our friend here, Q.
That's amazing.
You know, Q's an inspiration, you know, to me. He's done some things over the last few years and progressed forward like an incredible man. So I'm glad to be sitting here and chatting with you, my man.
Absolutely.
Dude, it means a lot to me, bro. And it's cool knowing you guys on a personal level outside of the company. You know what I'm saying? Like, you call me and check up on me all the other time. You and I talk and we always connect on the things that we are passionate about. Like with you, I'm passionate about fitness and health. Every conversation that you and I have is always about being ripped, rich, and rare. And I love it. You know what I'm saying?
Rare.
Yes. And then with Burton, it's like, bro, like we connect on that nerd level so heavily.
The anime, the games, the music.
I've ran raids with you, dude.
Yes, like, we have.
I've dropped into an island with 100 other people with you, and we were the last three standing in that game. Yeah. People don't know how crazy that is, bro, but that's a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying? So it's been so cool connecting with you guys. Both of y'all have influenced my creative side and my physical side in so many ways, man.
Oh,
like, truthfully,
you,
and I don't feel that I would be where I am at if I did not have you two in my life. You know what I'm saying? And y'all continue to support me. Y'all continue to be a part of the things that I'm doing. And dude, like y'all ain't strangers to the idea of the social media stuff and how toxic it can be.
Absolutely.
Even through the toxicity that I've gone through in the space, I still continue to get love and support from you guys. And I think that that's just an amazing thing, man. And the perseverance of that is just so real, bro. But like, legitimately, I wanted to ask y'all this. Did y'all meet before or after PropStream?
Well, Paul and I have known each other since, I've been with PropStream since 2013, I believe.
Wow.
It's been a while. Paul showed up and, I think Paul came, correct me if I'm wrong, 2015?
I think I connected in the atmosphere of PropStream back then.
Yeah. Paul was kind of behind the scenes. Him and our previous owner were really good friends, still are. And I will say, you know what? We wouldn't be where we're at today without this guy and the motivation to push the product forward. Like I will say that without a doubt, because when I started with PropStream, we had a great product. It was great for the time. It served the audience that we have. But man, when Paul came in, he definitely shook the tree quite a bit. He encouraged features. I mean, he was an investor himself. So he brought in his ideas and his experience to the table. And I will say, that he is probably one of the main factors that pushed us from going from the CD platform to that web-based platform. Mm. And that to me was probably one of our biggest leaps forward in terms of innovation, because you didn't have to have a CD-ROM anymore. Now it's a go to the website, you have access to nationwide data. So Paul and I have known each other for a while.
CD-ROM? Yeah. What do you mean CD-ROM?
We started like, you know, download, install.
What is that, right?
PropStream, install into your computer.
Wait, what?
Like way back, PropStream goes back a long time.
Yeah, we started in 2006 initially, and it was a CD format.
I gotta like buy a PropStream CD.
Yes, sir.
To download the software.
Yeah, man. Yep. I mean, maybe if you can find one on eBay, it's worth a lot now. But
what?
Yeah, that's how far back it goes. You know, there's many generations of the software. I think you probably came up at a time where it was relevant to you, but that was also the time where many things changed.
Yeah,
right? There was the online version came out, and of course, that's where everybody started getting familiar. You know, a lot of the, you know, real estate communities across the country were able to now see it as much easier to get it. You know, you can download it. You're not having to install software anymore.
That's crazy.
It really changed everything.
So don't get it wrong. I mean, PropStream's been around for a while. So it you know, I mean, it's a very established and stable company. And as most people probably know now, you know, we were acquired by Stewart Title in 2020.
That's insane.
So we have a huge backing now. You know, obviously tons of resources, but yeah, Paul and I have known each other for, I would say, nearly a decade now. And it first started off as just two people working in an office.
Yeah.
But it evolved into a friendship. And
that's my man right here.
Today, I mean, this guy's giving me physical fitness tips.
Yeah,
obviously, I go to him for advice. Him and I love the same type of music together. And we bounce ideas back. And I think it's that. It's just being able to vibe with the people that you're invested in terms of work. to better the product
and grow together, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Like if you're all going on the same path, on the same, you know, if, especially on this endeavor with us here with PropStream, you know, we have this idea of the of what it can be, the over the ever improvement that we want to see.
Yeah, it's the vision of it.
The vision, you know, and we're just fortunate enough to be a part of a team that, you know, listens to some of the ideas that we have. And
yes, sir.
You know, the company is where it is. It's been a fantastic ride.
Bro, you guys are both assets to that organization. Like, I don't know anybody else other than you two. That's what I know. Yeah. So when I call and I need something about like with the platform or platform related, I just, you don't even know what I'm texting both y'all at the same time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just, I copy and paste the message and I just erase Paul's name and put Bert in there. And it's the same shit. Like I text y'all at the same time. And then I get a reply from both of you guys about different solutions to what I'm needing help with, you know? And so like, I love it, man. You know, and I think that there's so much growth that that organization has had because they have you too. You know what I'm saying? And I think that that is a very, 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 very fucking awesome thing to say, man.
Yeah, and shout out to the leadership at PropStream. I mean, I'll be honest with you, you know, if it wasn't the leadership and the culture that we have at PropStream, just like anybody, you know, you'd be looking outside at this point. But I think for me personally, what keeps me there is the culture that we have, the fact that I know some people are going to look at this differently, but we really look at each other as a family, right? Like we're here together. We're trying to make sure the boat sails in the right direction. And it takes everybody. Sure, you have your captain and you have people in different departments, but we're all on the same ship at the end of the day. Yeah. And that's what I love about our company. It's just the love that we have for one another, the willingness to work with one another, the open-mindedness of hearing each other's ideas. For the first time ever, just like Paul said, you know, this is a company where everyone has a voice. And I love that because I've worked with previous companies before and you don't have a voice. And
dude,
you
how does one get a job at PropStream?
Easy. You just go on our website. We have a careers tab at the very bottom.
So I could apply to work at PropStream.
If there's a position
suitable for you. They would hire me?
You're a great candidate, but I will say, I think you're doing amazing where you're at right now.
Okay, cool.
I mean, we would be honored to have you, yeah, but do you really need us?
What would be your title? Like what department?
I'm kidding.
That's it right there.
That position might be filled right now. What's your second option?
Yeah,
I mean, honestly, man, if I got a job with you guys, I'd want to work doing exactly what y'all do, because what I love about what you two do, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but both you guys seem to have this gift where you light the world up with everybody that you meet. Like you impacted so many people during your presentation yesterday. If you're watching this, we just got done going through the weekend event. I had a boot camp. We had some odd, you know, this is crazy because I had a smaller venue booked that would have looked way more packed, right? So I'm not fronting when I say this. We had the room next to it. They decided to move us to this bigger room because the people that were going to throw that event canceled. So I moved everything. I had a round table thing set up in the other place. And they said, oh, you could do classroom setting here. Bro, I didn't need that big enough space, but it was still cool.
Elbow room.
Yeah, we got elbow room. It was cool, you know, but I don't like rooms where I could have sold more tickets because I stopped selling tickets once I got to about 30 heads, you know? And so I was, boot camps are smaller, intimate, you know?
Love that.
And everybody that was there paid anywhere between $500 to $1,000 to attend. You know, so like this is post that event, but I got a chance to have both of these guys share the product. Right. But not only that, but they stuck around and where most vendors, and I mean, again, just not speaking for every vendor I've ever had, but I've had some vendors that take off right when they're done presenting.
Yeah, it's common, but, you know, I get it. Some people have schedules to adhere to.
But you guys focus on impact over income.
I'm a firm believer that's what, you know, builds the brand awareness. We're all consumers at the end of the day.
Yeah,
we pick our favorite person we want to work with. You know, when I go to a car dealership, there's different sales rep, but it's the one that vibes with me.
Yeah,
and I understand that. And shout out to my stepfather Ross, who's no longer with us. But one thing he taught me is that if you're ever going to be a salesman, don't stand in front of someone. Stand side to side by them. And I never understood why. Again, I was young. I didn't know what he meant
bars,
by that.
Bars,
but
bro.
That. As I got older and as I, again, travel the nation and work with partners, I finally realized what he means. Like, we're all humans.
Yep.
And if we're going to promote each other, if we're going to talk good amongst each other, it's beyond the product. It's the human that's, you know, sharing that product. Yep. So I take that with me. When I go out and meet our partners, I know at the end of the day, they're promoting us. They don't have to. Let's face it, there's tons out there. They don't have to say PropStream at all. But the fact that they do, I look at it as, wow, you're helping us out, right? You're paying the bills of not just me and my kid, but we have tons of employees, dozens of employees, right? So that also puts a smile on my face. And so that's something I carry with me is like, hey, look, if you're going to be part of the PropStream family, then let's be in it together, right? And so I try to, that's my model when it comes to relationship building.
I've seen it too in both of you guys. Like y'all both have your own style of networking and connecting.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, is there others that do what you guys do in the company? Like they'll go to the event and post up and what's up?
We do have an event team. And again, we select who goes and who doesn't. We also utilize it as an incentive.
I've seen you at every single one, bro. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. And that's the goal is obviously we understand familiarity is a key thing. So being able to see the same faces and not, I hate to toot my own horn a little bit, but again, where I specialize in is just networking and communication and understanding and being empathetic to not just our clientele, but the people that are in our industry.
Yeah. Like I think Burton's done really well in connecting with like, you know, partners and understanding, you know, what they need and what, who's out there doing what. And he's been incredible over the years and having that ability to, you know, kind of not just look at it as a, transactional thing, but more of a, you know, a relationship thing.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. And I think that separates y'all from a lot of companies, dude, like legitimately, you know what I'm saying? And you learn so much. I want to ask, do you remember everybody that you meet at these events?
I have been blessed with a good memory. So I've been really good at remembering names, but what helps me remember those names is when we have an impactful moment. And what I mean by that is if you stop and have a conversation with me, we might share a story about our family, about our experiences. That helps me remember these individuals. And again, I love to hear these stories. The thing about me and being in this industry is it's one of the few industries where like I could sleep at night. And I say this because I've worked in other industries. This is the industry where I say there's three wins. Our users win, the people that they help win, which are the homeowners and the buyers. Right. And of course, our company is winning because we obviously make profit in that whole part. So it's a triple win situation. PropStream's winning. Our users who are the real estate professionals are winning. And then the homeowners who have their problem solver are winning. That is something that I love. And so I love having these conversations and meeting people because I'm not meeting a client. I'm meeting someone who's impacting the community directly. And I want to know the superhero. And that's why like I'm really engaged with conversation is because you're not just telling me what you do. You're telling me how you're impacting the community directly. And again, this is probably another factor or variable as to why I'm so passionate about our product is because I know at the end of the day, and this is just my opinion on it, PropStream indirectly is making the community stronger, right? Yep. We're preventing these domestic violent victims from having to move out because they got into divorce, or we're preventing someone with a delinquency on their taxes from losing their house to a bank, right? And the fact that they could stay there in the community means that they could assist the community by becoming a nurse, a doctor, a caretaker.
Yep.
But if they lose their home and they have to move out, the community struggles now. Now, we may never see that because it's just a single drop in the ocean, right? Yeah. But I believe that drop definitely impacts.
That's why we bring this guy out, right? I mean, listen to that. You know, it's amazing.
Real though. It's real, yeah. Man. I know that both you guys have your like, and correct me if I'm wrong, right? But in this book, it's called Your Next Five Moves, and it's by Patrick Bet David, who's one of my favorite speakers. He has a YouTube channel. If you're ever trying to train a sales team, just put his shit on a playlist, bro. And I shit you not, you go through the whole damn thing, and this guy just drops game. I don't follow his content as often as I used to now because he's gotten very political, and I'm not against politics. Right. I appreciated the entrepreneur that he was when he was starting his YouTube channel, and he was creating topics about sales. Right? And so in his book, and it's one of my favorite books, dude, I highly recommend this for anybody. Like have you ever read the book Traction? Traction talks about the different variations of principles that individuals within a business operate under, right? And so you get like the intrapreneur and then you have the entrepreneur, right? And so an intrapreneur, and this is in Your Next Five Moves, he says the intrapreneur is somebody who works within an organization but still builds his own business.
Right.
And then an entrepreneur is somebody who wants to own the whole shebang and just rather would have his own business, not work within it.
Right.
And so like I consider both of you guys a hybrid of the two, right? Because I think that both y'all are entrepreneurs, man. Like in my pure, the purest form of way I can say it.
Thank you.
Because I know that both of y'all have your own things going on, right? Why would you work with a software company and not do your own thing using this very software that you're advocating in the first place?
Right.
Is what I'm asking. Yeah. How do you find the balance between building your own dreams within a dream that's being built for a company?
That's a great question. You want to go?
You know, you just believe in all of what you're involved in, right? Mm. Like, you know, the founder of PropStream, good friend of mine, I really believed in what he was doing. And when it was presented to me, I understood it. I understood its potential, and I was just all in. And it overlapped with stuff I was already doing. You know, I had gotten into real estate investing.
Were you still bodybuilding while you were doing that part and being the stuff?
No. Bodybuilding had that chapter had closed before I had gotten into real estate. But you know what's funny? When I got in, I transitioned from like this, you know, sports nutrition and bodybuilding world.
Wow.
Into real estate, and I actually had a brand that I created called Flex and Flip. Nice. It was kind of my, you know, my way of connecting what I did and what I'm doing now. And it just, it was like a token to open up conversations. Cause you know, I'd go to some events and I'd be this big dude, like people like, who's this guy? Right. But I would get into, like, you know, what I did and what I'm doing and, you know, connected with the whole, you know, flex and flip idea of, you know, being able to, you know, not only work out, but you know, you're flipping, you're flexing, you're improving, you're growing.
Yeah.
You know, that was the whole mindset behind all of that. And it was great. I mean, you look at my license plate, that's what it says now, because you know, that's really who I am. I'm still an investor. You know, I've transitioned into some commercial investments, but you know, I'm in the space, I'm active. I consider myself an entrepreneur, trying to, you know, juggle all the plates that I have and all the ideas and all the projects that I'm passionate about.
Do you think what you learned in fitness translates to this, what you're doing now?
100%. 1,000,000%.
I mean, what do you think's the most valuable thing that you learned in that space that you apply to this?
I mean, just like getting through the pain, right? Like you can equate the pain of working out. You know, I was a competitive bodybuilder, right? So there's, you know, just the competition process in itself is very grueling. And working through, you know, calorie deficiencies and, you know, working through your day, you know, because you're tired, you're grumpy, but you have life, you have to pay money, you have to pay bills, and figuring out all of that. Right. And the dedication and the repetitiveness, and the discipline, all the things that continue to push you forward. It's the same thing for business, right? Mm. Like, I mean, literally, you know, you get into a business, it's painful. Like, you don't know where your results are coming from. You don't know where the money's coming from. You're stressed, but you're pushing forward because you believe in yourself. Mm. You know, you have that drive. You know what you want to do. You know what you want to achieve. So you just keep pushing forward, right? So it's same mindset. Mm. I believe if you have a sports background, a fitness background, it definitely is an advantage in getting into the business world. Cause you've already learned some lessons that are going to help you get through some of the difficult, you know, times and moments you're going to have in business building.
Right? It's the resilience, man. That's what I appreciate so much. And both you guys have it in your own rights, which is super cool, you know, I was backwards, Paul. I focused on building my business completely before I ever got my health back. And if anything, man, like I regret that so bad, you know, but at the time I just wanted so badly to just make a lot of money quickly in every single category. And I needed to do it. And I sacrificed my health and mental health in doing so. When money was finally brought to me after all the years, grueling years, exactly what you're saying, where you go through the pain of building a business, the people not believing you, the ones that you love doubting you, the money that gets lost, the opportunities, the business partnerships that fall through, the deals that fall through. Mm-hmm. Bro, I mean, dude, I was so stressed. And then like legitimately by the time I realized it, I had let myself go, man. Mm. So bad. And you know, I'm up on stage, Paul, at my Ground Zero event. And I remember that was the first event that I had you guys sponsor. I was so happy to have y'all there. I've been advocating for the company for 3 years prior to that, you know? Yeah. So it was like, I never asked y'all to help me put on a show, you know? And I just remember everybody calling me and telling me like, Hugh, it's going to be great, man. Yep. It's going to be great. We're going to be there. Don't even worry. If you need something, we're going to be there too. Dude, I was drunk the entire time. I was drunk the entire time. I drank in the morning. I drank in the afternoon. I drank between sessions. By the time I was like 5 or 6 and we were at the after party on Friday and then Saturday, I was still drunk.
Oh, wow.
Dude, and it's funny, man, because I'm pulling this up on my Instagram. And if my editor guy is editing this, I'd like for you to throw this up on the screen. But this is from my event, bro. So like, let me see if I can find it. That's me right there on the couch.
Oh, wow.
That's on the couch at my event, and I was passed out drunk, and that guy that was there took a picture of me while I was on the ground, while I was on the couch, and there was somebody speaking on stage. I wasn't there on Saturday pretty much at all mentally, bro, and I didn't realize how much that affected me, man. And so, like, I know why you were so successful at what you did, and it took me forever to learn that mindset that you cultivate in the gym, it bleeds into everything, yeah. Bro. Everything. Like, I look at what I go through in business now and I'm like, man, if I can drop set like lateral pulls when I'm doing like 150 pounds on it to 140 to one and do like 50 reps in one set. Like, dude, that was grueling compared to what I went through when I was going through that. But man, truthfully, dude, like, I feel like your diet isn't always what you eat. It's what you put into your mind. Yeah. It's what you put into your thought process. It's in your body, you know? So like, kudos to you, bro. Like, straight up, any fitness guy I know, though, a lot of them only know the gym and they don't know the money. And that's crazy to me. Like,
well,
I know
they haven't gotten there yet, right? They have the ability to, you know.
They do.
I got to like the money making phase, if you will, like a little later in life, like then, compared to, you know, if you're comparing yourself to like younger cats, you see some guys get in, especially in real estate, you see some guys get in at like 20, you know, 21. I didn't have my shit together then. But I'm, you know, thank God for real estate though, you know, it came into my life at the right time. And I was prepared, you know, with some of the life lessons that bodybuilding taught me.
Nice. I love it, dude. I love it. You know, and I like how both of you guys bring something specific to the table. You know, another thing too, man, that I truthfully believe helped me build my business was what I did when I was in video games, bro. Like,
I agree.
I know that's a crazy thing to say.
No, I
like,
agree.
Paul, are you a gamer in any type of form
or
fashion?
I'm not a gamer, but I'm all about the games.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. I mean, dude, I mean, sports is a game,
right?
Technically. I played sports when I was in high school, and I got kicked off the team because I was failing school. And, you know, it is what it is. I was a great lineman, you know what I'm saying? So like, I was center and that was my position, and I did that in the offensive line. I throw the ball to the QB and I block people from coming in, and it was a lot of fun. But dude, like, remember when I got out of sports, I was like 20, I was already like 19, no, I was like 19, 18. I stopped playing basketball altogether and I started playing video games, dude.
Okay.
Like, a lot of people don't know this, but there's so much creativity that goes into the mindset that you carry into a game, because you're looking at every single aspect. And I truthfully, like, dude, like, I see how y'all are yin yang in so many ways when y'all go to these events, because y'all feed into two different things almost entirely, but it's still like the same, right? Like, dude, I'm telling you, when I've gone through some shit with Burton, I've gone through some shit with Burton, bro. Like, legitimately in Destiny and fucking Street Fighter.
League of Legends.
Oh my God, bro.
We did that stint in Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call of Duty. We played Warzone.
Apex too. Yep.
Bro, you know, and I know how you think because we have that mindset. When we put pieces together, when we're inside of a world, there is elements inside of that world that we cannot fully control, but we adapt to the environment.
Right.
And so, like, you know, we learn different categories of how you can play with specific buttons. When you told me that you were good at Street Fighter, people tell me that all the time, bro. All the time. But they don't really know. They kind of know. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody says they go to the gym, they don't really know the way that you know, you know?
There's knowing and then there's knowing.
There's knowing. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, anytime you give me advice on the gym, Paul, I'm all ears, bro. Yeah. Like, anytime.
Me too, man.
Anytime. And I know that I can call you and you will give me advice if I truthfully need it. Yeah. And it's just like, you've had such a big impact on me there. And you've had a huge impact on me just from what we played in games.
Yeah.
Like, I know why you do the presentation the way that you do it with PropStream, because you're showing people how to put things together utilizing a tool that has that same thing that we find in video games. It's the creativeness of it, of how far we can push the boundaries of the reality that we're in.
You nailed it on the head. Like, I agree with that sentiment. Like, I'm an avid gamer. I was exposed to gaming at, I would say, at Atari. But it became prominent when I was, you know, I grew up in LA County, and I wasn't in a great city at that time. And so what my parents decided is to get me out of the streets was to get me a console. So, you know, we had the Nintendos, we had the Atari, but the very first console that I could call mine was a Super Nintendo. And I'll say this, you know, growing up, I always heard this thing was going to rot your brain out. But I contest that, and I'll give you my thoughts on it. When it comes to gaming, first and foremost, the developers are people with degrees.
Yep.
They're making the games,
and
right?
They're geniuses, dude.
And they're riddling their games with puzzles. So I was exposed at a very young age to games like Resident Evil, RPGs like Final Fantasy.
Loved them.
That had you thinking beyond your capacity at that age.
Yep.
Right? That's one thing that I learned. The second thing I learned about video games is to be very thorough. Because if you play any games, you know that, especially side-scrollers like Mario, don't just run right away. Walk backwards sometimes. Because you'll find a hidden key or a hidden power-up. And so I learned in video games that you need to be thorough. Because thorough is what's going to help you complete the game entirely, right? So being thorough was something I learned from the gaming industry. Understanding that this game was riddled with puzzles, so it had high-level thinking at my age. Mm-hmm. And then what you just mentioned, as gaming evolved into the online capacity, now you're communicating with strangers.
Yep.
And you realize, and this is something I realize, you can't do it all by yourself when it comes to team-based games. So 100. You have to understand personalities. You also have to be strategic. And I will say, these are things that I carry with me going forward. There's reasons why I'm able to present ideas coherently and clear across the board. There's reasons why I know our product through and through, or if I see a product in front of me, I'm able to pick it up as fast as possible.
Yep. Because it's a puzzle. It's a piece.
It's really it at the end of the day. So to your point, I know people will say, Kami can't do it. It's personally helped me. And I'm sure there's people watching that will agree.
Yeah, dude. So. You know, it's crazy. So like Burton told me he was good at Street Fighter, Paul. I didn't believe it. Most people say it. And then we were neck and neck like so many times. But you know what's amazing is when you play someone in a fighting game, specifically Street Fighter, is you can tell their personality type through the style that they play.
Patterns and behaviors,
you can
tell
exactly that. Yeah. You can know if somebody's mostly guarded. You can tell if somebody's aggressive. You can also tell if somebody's built to take things on. So I play tank characters every single game because I've always been fat my whole life, right? And so I play Zangief, the big old fat wrestling dude that talks just like this. right? And so like I play him and I love playing him because people don't expect to lose to him because he's such a big target, right? And so in my life, I've always proved that I could maneuver, although I was fat, that I was still strong and capable. And
oh,
so,
I love that.
And I take on a lot, bro. Zangief can literally, you could punch him in the face and he won't even flinch. And I'll grab you. And once I grab you and I can get a hold of you, I do a lot of damage. That's how it is in my business. When I find an idea and it's presented to me, I'm able to literally go in, someone who looks that they're not capable of taking that on. And then I grab the idea and I amplify it even more. And all I got to do is grab it, bro.
Yeah.
Because once I grab it and I got it, I can amplify it and I do the most damage.
I love that.
You know, and your style, bro, is very analytical.
Yeah.
I forgot what character that you played with. But I just remember that person being fast and witty and you were moving around like crazy.
Yeah.
And you were dodging a lot of the things that I was doing.
You got to be strategic. And that's one thing about that game is, you know, like you said, the bigger characters do bigger damage. The smaller characters do less damage.
Yeah. So but they maneuver.
Your 5 hits can kill me and my 15 hits will have to kill you.
Yes,
so
exactly.
I got to get those 15 in somehow, some way without you touching me once. And again, that's. These are just my opinions on what you said. I do think gaming, you know, for those parents that are out there saying it's not good, I agree. Within moderation, okay? So yeah, definitely don't want to put your kid on a tablet for 8 hours straight. Some of you parents out there. But
almost like it's me.
Yeah, the reality is, I within reason, some of these games can really get you thinking at a higher level. And let's, I kid you not, some of these games can also help you with your business. There are games that like Civilization.
I played that when I was a kid.
Yeah, there are games like Command and Conquer, strategic, or help you understand finances and money management.
Economy.
Yes, exactly.
Politics.
Everything's there. So I will say that it played a vital role in my development as an adult.
What do you guys see the future with the company and where you guys are going right now, both individually and as a unit? Like, ooh. I'm wondering what that looks like team-wise, both of y'all's opinions on this.
Yeah, I mean, I think as a company, the mission continues to be, you know, the leader in the data space, you know, providing, you know, data to the user improving its use, interface, you know, the customer experience, you know, continue to evolve forward with that, continue to connect with other thought leaders out here in the communities, bring the product wider out into the space.
I love it, man.
You know, personally, just continue down my path of real estate. You know, as I mentioned, I moved into commercial real estate, so we're building a portfolio right now and continue marching down that, build our retirement plan here.
That's what's up.
So,
man.
You know, so we don't have to do the 9-to-5 thing. Not that I have in a long time, but
yeah.
You know, you want to make sure you protect the family, the interest there, just continue to go down this path, man.
Yeah. It looks, you know, when I talk to you guys, I always see it more as a passion than a job.
I agree.
Like 100%, bro. Like, it's such a great income and you get to do what you love, which is meet people and impact people. I think guys like us, and I can speak for all three of us when I say this, is that we are focused so much on how we can improve the lives of the people around us.
Yes.
That we do so vicariously without even thinking about it. You know, and I love that. That's the center of what makes you guys great individually. And just having this tank of a company rocking with you, pushing and thriving in the direction that's in alignment with where y'all are going,
yeah,
is just a huge plus, man.
I agree with that. Yeah, PropStream has been amazing. I mean, for me personally, like you said, I bleed orange. I literally do. You know what I mean? Like, and it's hard to say that because I never thought I would say that. Like, I kid you not, guys. Like, and you've heard my story if you watch some of my content, but mm-hmm. I found PropStream on Craigslist, and I didn't know anything about real estate. But the company leadership, they were willing to train, right? They were willing to educate. They were willing to work with someone like me, and it became more than just a job over time. It became a passion. And there's something about me that just, I want to help as many people as I can. And realistically, mm-hmm. I can't do that. But through PropStream, I can.
Yeah.
Because I know, again, the product provides nationwide data to help distressed homeowners that, you know, again, my parents went through it themselves. You know, sometimes you make a decision that could impact the livelihood of the home. And that happens every day. And I love that our product provides that data to real estate professionals like you, who then provide a solution to prevent a homeowner from losing their property or to hit that reset button elsewhere, yeah, right? And to me, that's why I do what I do and why I continue to travel. I continue to work with people such as yourself who have a wide impact because, again, you're like a microphone in a sense. We could work together to help essentially achieve what I want to do, which is help more people, right? You have the strategies, PropStream has the data. Let's get together, man.
I love it, dude. I love it. I appreciate you guys, man. What is one piece of advice that y'all can give to somebody who is just starting out in the real estate business?
For me, I would say do it because you're here to help people. Mm. And real estate is not a trial period. Real estate is a life decision. And if you're going to be in here, you're going to be in here for the long haul. Because I will say this, man, there's always someone that needs your help. And another thing I want to tell everybody is that, and this is something that I hope it resonates with you, there's someone out there that needs you to call them.
Yeah.
There's someone out there that will only work with you, and you're going to be the person that's going to be able to save them from whatever situation they're at. So if you're sitting there thinking about getting into real estate because you want to help someone, you're on the first right mindset, in my opinion. And the second one is, don't be afraid to call because they need you to call them.
What would you say, Paul?
I mean, I would say taking action is super important, right?
Yeah.
When I got started, my first deal came from door knocking, right? Damn. So I took physical action forward, you know, and went and got that deal, and life changed, you know. So anybody getting into real estate, you know, get on the real estate bus, right? Because it can change your life. It opens up doors. It opens up your mind. You know, you start to level up as a person, because that's just what happens, right? When you get into real estate, you know, a lot of self-improvement, a lot of, you know, stepping up is discussed or preached, and you start evolving. But, you know, just get after it, go forward. You know, if you're going to events like the one that we just did, you know, here with you,
yep,
or any other events in any other town, you're taking those right steps. Just keep going forward, get involved, take action. I know, you know, it's almost cliche, right?
It's real, bro.
But it's real. You know, we talk about the gym and stuff. It's the same thing. Just go.
You can't skip it.
Get up and go. Do the work.
Do the work.
You know, do the work. Assess what you do. And then just do more work and keep going forward.
Man, I appreciate you guys, dude. For everybody here that's watching, man, make sure that y'all follow my guy, Paul and Burton. I'm going to drop their socials in the comment section below. And man, resilience and purpose. That's what I got from this podcast today. The ability to continuously move in the direction that you know, regardless of the repetitiveness. And then also just doing something that fulfills your heart and soul, like helping other people. Man, that's why I rock with this company. That's why I rock with you guys. Thank you, Paul Burton, for being on my podcast.
Man. Thank you.
Till the next one. I'll see you later. Let's get it.
I want to check. I want to check.